We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is a Sunday afternoon. God bless you. Father, we really do need your wonderful touch, your wonderful presence through the power of the Holy Ghost, the wonderful Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, for how you're healing him, how you're helping him, how you're strengthening him. We thank you for this good day. We thank you, Lord, you sent us a clear day with good air to breathe. We thank you for the wonderful anointing. Touch the listeners out there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give you praise and give you glory. Hallelujah. Father, I just give you praise. I give you glory. I come today with adoration, loving you and thanking you for your goodness, your many blessings. Pray that you speak to our hearts this day by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. For I say to my people, I say my people are wandering as it was many years ago, wandering in the wilderness. They're wandering in lust. They're wandering in pride. They're wandering all the things that they're supposed to be coming out from. They still have it in them, and they're still walking with them, and they're not overcomers. For I've called my people that they would be overcomers. They would walk in my victory. They would walk in my pardon. They would walk in my judgment. They do not hear me, says the Spirit of God. They are far from hearing from me. And I say, my people, the time is growing short when my coming is soon. And I say, that day of the Savior is coming back very shortly. He's coming through the clouds of glory. But I say, my church worldwide is not ready. They do not see it. They do not feel it. They think great things are going to happen. They're in their own mechanical church. Mechanical church is led of themselves. And I say, for my spirit is, there is liberty. But I say, there's no liberty in most of my churches. They plan out from the first psalm to whatever goes to the end, and nothing happens to the spirit. But I'm looking for a people who will walk in my holiness, the walk in my victory, walk in my judgment, and they shall know the Lord their God they love, and I shall keep them in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on thee, because he trusted thee. I say, my people have not learned to walk in my perfect peace. They walk in all the things of their imaginations, and I say, my people in very much confusion. They're in very much illiteracy when it comes to knowing me. They're very far from me. They know my word, but they actually know it in self, and they don't apply it to themselves. They do not apply the things that I wish for my people to know, my love, my blessings, my loving kindness, my mercy, my good things, my healing powers. I say my people don't have the power of healing in their bodies. They're far from me. And I say, they're not seeing signs and wonders. They're not seeing miracles. They're not seeing because they're not seeing to the eyes. My eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show myself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward me. My people must realize that I will make myself known to those that seek me. And those who will search for me, they shall surely find me. And I'll bless them. And I'll keep them. But I say, the way of the world is very hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. And I say, at the end time, the wages of sin is going to take people to an eternal death. My people need to realize that I can set them free, and you're more than conquerors through me, which loves you. But I say, many of my people are far from me. Even my pastors preach what they wish. They don't preach by my spirit. They don't know what saith the Spirit of God. I wish to be part of their lives. They must know me in spirit and truth. Does not my word said, in the last days you must worship me in spirit and in truth? That means the truth is the word and the spirit is goes together. They make a binding contract with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But yet my people are far from that. They're far from what I call for, what's written in my word. They do not glean my word. They don't take my word and learn of my word. My word declares, if ye abide in me and my words abide in ye, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. But my people do not see that. They've got their own avenues of own things going forth. But I wish to leave my church. My church has been constantly, they want to leave me. And I say that's wrong, because I wish to keep my church straight. And my church is not straight this last hour. They're doing things that's kinky. They're far from the heart of God. And I wish this day to tell my people they must arise to a new height, a new top power, a new direction, a new calling. Because my coming is soon. And only those that walk in holiness shall see or please me. And I say my church is far from holy. My people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power from there out. From the word says, from such turn away from. My people, you're to turn away from the things that are offensive to me, the Lord their God. You must seek me, and you shall surely find me. But my people are far from me this day. They're far in their own avenues of fame, their own pleasures, their own things that they love, their daily things. They want their own things. And I say that's like a child, says the Spirit of God. When a child has to have its own way, that's time that you start teaching that child to be a proper person. And I say my church has learned to be proper to the Lord their God. The church has been looking at other things. They look at others. They compare. When there's no comparing in the Spirit, you're not to compare. You have confidence one to another. And you're to want the other to have a better than you have it. That is my plan for my people. That they give their best, their brother, their sister. But I say, it's like take nowadays. Take all you can take. And I say, it's not for me. My church demonstrates not my spirit. Where my spirit is, there is power. There's blessings. And you'll see great things happen. You'll see the smoke leave as you pray. You're going to see miracles transform, and you'll never see it, says the Spirit of God, until you come into that place of accepting the power from heaven. I say my people are far from the Lord this day. They need to realize I'm coming soon. I'm coming to the clouds of glory, and I'm coming for a prepared people. But did not my word said I'm coming for that one that's looking for my coming? Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not to me only, but to those that love his appearance. This is not what my word says. It's what it says. Lord, we thank you that it says, those that love your appearance. And we're so busy out here. The word, the Lord says, if you're so loving, so busy in the things of tradition, you're going to be caught up in it. And when the Lord comes, you're going to be missing because you're looking for good things. That it's not the hour. The hour is the Lord's coming. And the churches are missing that. The Lord's coming is that the hour is coming soon. And we need to be prepared for it. We don't need to be building Sunday school room or a lot of these other things. It's just instrumental. We need the power of God because he's coming. He's coming. And we need to be ready to seek him, to be in his plans. That God has his place. Reach one service today. Father, I just perked up. I know I'm so mean and spirited out. I don't really know where I'm at. But Lord, you just take over. Father, I just praise you this day. For I, the Lord thy God, have loved thee. And I love those who will seek me. For those who will take time, the Lord their God, I will bless them. But I say those that are distant from me, I will be distant from them also. I say my people must learn to search for me. They must learn to look to me. They must learn to call upon me, and I'll be with you, and I'll be with them through the times of troubles. I'll be them through the times of temptation, and I will not let you go, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to help thee. My church needs to awaken this day. I know the time now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is your salvation nearer than you believe. The night is far spent, the day is ahead. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. That is the word of God. We need to be steadfast, unmovable, always bound to the work of the Lord, nor your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord, we just praise you this day. I'm going to quit, because I'm getting tired. But we need to be ready. You're showing me right now as a son is getting the brigands. We're getting that the time that you're coming is very soon. And the budding of Israel is a timepiece. When we see these things come to pass, look up your redemption, draw up nigh. And Lord, you're speaking to my heart right now. 40-some years ago or whatever it was, Israel became a nation. That was the budding of the big. And this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. That's fact, Smithburg. If you want to believe it, it's fact. This generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Says the Spirit of God, it shall come to pass. It is coming to pass. Look at the weather, my people. Look what's happening to the weather. It's never happened this way before. My coming is soon. Look up. Look up. Look up. Be ready, says the Spirit of God. Brother Clint, you want to close in prayer?
Lord, thank you for speaking. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love. We thank you, Father, for how perfect you are. Lord, we're not very perfect down here, but you are wonderful. You are glorious. And Lord, I receive all this good news. I pray, Lord, that it'll go into me and do a work and into us in this room and into those listeners out there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.